hopefully will work today.
Yeah, Mark did a lot of work on it overnight.
I know. It's we got hacked tonight. It was
really.
See, we're so crushed. That. See now, look at our beautiful table of contents, guys. The only thing is, Earl and me couldn't figure out how to put the page number at the side of the page. That we couldn't figure out what to do.
But you see,
let's say it says Baba Kama Paragraph Misha 3, page 3. Page 3 should be all the way at the far end.
You put a, make a table.
Because it's only at the end by default, because the line takes the whole thing. Okay, so we haven't figured that out yet. We're trying to beautify this. But what's really cool, guys, is when you, I don't know if it works here. If you press the 30.
The links don't work on the iPad.
If you have a regular computer, I press the 30 and it jumps me right to the page there. But I don't have that. It's not letting me undo it, of course. I should just tap it, right?
Try escape.
What?
Just try escape button.
There's no escape. Oh, escape.
Oh boy, they did escape, man.
And it comes back. So
click on table of contents.
Oh, right.
You will edit.
Click on where it said table of contents on above.
Okay, bingo. But you can do this.
That you can do.
Okay, did I go too far? Yeah.
Yeah. How far did you go?
All the way.
20.
Well, I'm preparing. I can't come in. Okay, yesterday.
The notes in the class.
I can't teach and write the notes in the class.
Well, I think we can start with chewing gum and walking.
If I do that, it's bad enough. I have to turn the tape recorder on and the iPad and the Gemara. And it's
too much. You have to. Okay,
central issue again is what aspect of Hekdesh is Rabbi Yekiva using for the Kal V'Chomer he stated in the Braisa Sugya number 18? We said, what do you pay from? The Maitav of this, the Maitav of that. And Rabbi Akiva said, and Kal V'Chomer, and all the more so, by Hekdesh. And what did he mean? Remember, Rabbi Akiva says, you paid from the best of who? Rabbi Akiva, whose best property?
The damager.
Damager. Even when the damager's property, the worst, is as good as the damagee's, and Rabbi Shmuel says, no, you pay from the best of the damagee. Rabbi Akiva said, no, always from the damager.
The mazik.
Always from the damager. And Kal V'Chomer by Hekdesh. So what does it mean Kal V'Chomer by Hekdesh? What's going on over there, Kal V'Chomer by Hekdesh, right? So, let's just review quickly what we did yesterday. Statement of the Braisa. Rabbi Akiva says, the verse teaches that damages are collected from Edis, Kal V'Chomer to Hekdesh. Question, what is the Kal V'Chomer? What are we talking about? What case of Hekdesh? Suggestion teaches about when a man's ox gored a Hekdesh ox. Kal V'Chomer if he gored a Hekdesh ox. Rejection. The Torah obligates for going the ox of his fellow man, not the ox of Hekdesh. This is you, they do not pay at all when you damage Hekdesh. How could you say it's a covering of Hekdesh? You don't pay when you damage Hekdesh. Right? Then the Gemara wanted to make another suggestion, but we rejected the other suggestion. I'm not going to go over that. And we came back to the original suggestion. We came back to suggestion number one, which is back to answer number two. Really, go back to what we started. I'm jumping to nine. Really, a man's ox gored a Hekdesh ox. We say you don't pay for that. But Rabbi Akiva expounds when it says the ox of his fellow man didn't mean to say to exclude that if you gore Hekdesh you don't pay. But rather, you learned the Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh. It's an argument between the Chacham and Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh. How do you learn that verse that says when a man's ox gores his fellow friend's ox, what does it mean? The Chumash said it means your fellow friend's ox and not Hekdesh. You don't pay for Hekdesh. But that's not a Rav Shimon ben Menasseh learned it. Rav Shimon ben Menasseh learned the following statement of a Braisa. Rav Shimon ben Menasseh says, if a Hekdesh ox gores a man's ox, Hekdesh does not pay. And that's how he learns out from the Pasuk. Okay? Not that if a regular person gores Hekdesh, but the reverse. It's when the Pasuk is teaching when Hekdesh gores, it doesn't pay. On the other hand, if a man's ox, and here is the big Chiddush, whether Tom or Muad gores a Hekdesh ox, he pays full damage. Because half damage only pays the price of the ox of his fellow man. That's what the lean, that's going
up. That's the Kal Vachomer.
And now, what was that pasuk? Perek Chafal pasuk Hey, Martin?
No, it was Perek in Shmos. Kafal of Lamed Hey.
Well, I was close. I only missed the Lamed.
Okay. Well, 30 off.
21?
Yeah, 35.
Let's look at it again. Okay, 35. Now, what are we talking about? We're talking about an animal that gores. Okay? V'chiyigov shor ish es shoreyehu. Okay? If a man's ox gores his fellow man's ox. The Chachamim learned it simple. You only pay when you gore your fellow man's ox and not hektish. Boom. Rav Shimon says, that's not what we learn. We're talking about v'chiyigov shor ish. Shor ish. An ox that belongs to a person and gores his friend. Now, well, let's keep going with the text. We're not done. Umesh, and the animal dies. Now, what's the law? Here's the big chiddush anyway in the Torah. Umachas asharacha, you sell the living ox, the chotzu as kaspo, and you divide its money. This is the whole source that a tom pays half. You see, right?
Divide the money.
It means that you pay half. Let's not get into the details. The Gamas HaMesech, you split up the debtor, he pays half.
50-50.
This is the law of Tom. The next Pasuk, Lamed Hey, is going to talk about a Muad.
No, Lamed Vav.
Lamed Vav is going to talk about a Muad. But if you knew he gored three or four times, then you got to pay the whole thing. So now, look carefully. What is this Pasuk doing? This Pasuk, Lamed Hey, is saying a case of Kiyigov Shor Ish. When an ox that's owned by a person gores another one, there is a difference between Tom and Muad. But that's only when a person's ox gores another person's ox. That's the thrust of the pasuk. Yep. But what about if hektish gore? Or what if it gores hektish?
You pay full.
Right? If it yigav shor ish as shor re'ehu, it, of course, it's friend's ox.
Now we kick in half.
Then you make a difference between Tom and Muad.
Right.
But if it gores hektish, we don't make a difference between Tom and Muad. You pay the full amount, even if it's a Tom, when you gore hektish. That's how Rosh Hashanah learned the puzzle. In other words, what is the focus on? The Chachamim said the focus is like this. When an animal gores another person, it's animal. Oh, another person, that's when you pay. In other words, here's the critical point. How do we look at, we have two points to this pasuk. It says, regular person's ox gores. It is clearly, and gores what? Another person's ox. Another person's. Okay, one thing's for sure. Here's for sure, everyone agrees. The fact that there's a stress that it gores another person's ox is excluding hektish from the next law. Tom pays half, Muad pays whole. Okay, let's break down the whole pasuk here. A regular person's ox gores. Who does he gore? Another person's ox. Well, everyone agrees it's excluding hektish from something. What's it excluding from? Well, let's read the rest of the pasuk. Well, when you gore, you pay. A tom half a muad all. Come and say, you know what we're excluding from hektish? When you gore hektish, you pay nothing. The whole payment thing is out. No payment when you gore hektish. That's how the Chachamim learned. Which this word, a person's ox, excluding hektish, excludes it from this law. Meaning, does not, you can exclude it from this law in two ways. You can exclude this law and say, you don't pay anything. Or you can exclude the law and say, no difference didn't happen. All, you always pay all. That would also be excluded from the law, wouldn't it? Yep. If my ox scores your ox, this is the law. Clear? This is the law. Time half, more at all. But facts is another person's ox, we're excluding hektish from this law. Now the question is, how is it excluded? Is it excluded to be lenient or strict? In other words, Hegish does not have this law. Does not have this law. Mm-hmm. What does it mean, doesn't have this law? Does it mean, doesn't have this law? You pay nothing? Or does it mean it's excluded? You even pay the full amount by a ton. It's two ways to look at it.
Right.
But do you understand how it's working? When a regular person's ox gores another person's ox, then this is the law without question when it's another person's. But the fact that I stress another person, that means hekdesh is not this law. So the chachamim come along and say, yes, it's not this law, and by hekdesh you pay zero all the time. Comes from Shimon ben Menasya and says it's not like this law. You pay whole all the time. It's also not like that law. You hear the difference? It's a machlokas. So what are you telling me that if we're going to say that you gored hekdesh, so Rabbi Kiva is going to say, Rabbi Kiva is in the position, when you gore hekdesh, you pay full. You pay full. Now we have an amazing kal v'chomer. We have an amazing kal v'chomer. What's a kal v'chomer? Over here,
yeah.
When a regular person gores, and this is the law, half and whole, what part of land you pay from?
The best.
How do you know you pay from the best?
For only for muad. Not from tam.
Okay, but how do you know from the best? Because over here, remember?
Meitav sedehu.
Well, but it doesn't say that over here. It says it by shein and regel. So you go to Pasuk Aleph, remember what we said? What word was the critical word? Tachas.
Tachas.
Or yitshalem. Remember we said that's the gzeir shava?
Yes.
Similar words that it says by other places? Remember?
Right.
But what do you know? You pay from the best. Here, you pay from the best. We know the law is when the ox gores another person's animal, you pay half and whole from the best.
No. You don't pay half.
The whole from the best.
Yes.
Okay? But when you do pay from the land, you pay from the best. Right?
Right.
So now, Rabbi Kiva says, what's the best? The best. Good. The best of the
Mazik.
Okay. Now the question is like this. Kal v'chomer, if you'll gore hektish's animal, you'll pay from the best. What's the kal v'chomer? It's very simple. When you gore a regular guy's animal, it will make a difference. You buy a tam, you only pay half. Buy a mu'ud, you pay whole. And when you pay the whole, you pay from the best. So now the kal v'chomer is, but by hektish is stricter, because hektish pays whole by tam. You already see that hekdesh is stricter than a tam. So now it's going to come to pay for the full amount. Where are you going to pay from? Certainly from the best. Do you understand the kal v'chomer?
Yeah.
Kal v'chomer works that if I've got A and B, and I've got situation one and situation two, and if A is stricter or stronger or whatever than B in situation one, then all the more so if we know a certain law in situation two, for sure it has to have the same law because it's stricter in situation one. So, by a regular person's animal, regular, it's supposed to be the regular animal. Well, not so strict. Tom pays half, Mood pays whole. And yet you pay from the best when you pay the whole. And the best from who? From the masik. So, kal v'chomer, all the more so, where hektish is stricter already. Why is it stricter? You pay whole by tam. So it's already stricter, so when you're going to pay from the best, where are you going to pay from?
The meitav.
Now why is that stricter? Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, you pay from the best. What if my worst is like his best? What if the damager's worst is equal to the damagee's best?
The nizik. You pay for the nizik's best.
According to Rabbi Shmuel, then you pay from the worst of the masik, which is the best of the nizik. Rabbi Kiva argues on that. So Rabbi Kiva says, if you got to pay from the best, really best, by a regular person, all the more so you got to pay from the best by hekdesh as well. You see how that kal v'chomer works?
Mm-hmm.
Got that?
We got it yesterday.
Okay, well, the review was, I think, critical.
Okay,
so again, we have a machlokes, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Shmuel. What is the actual machlokes? It's really only in one scenario. We know that if the nizik has some very valuable property, we have got to go with the most expensive from the maziks. The only machlokas is, what if the maziks cheapest is equal to the nizik's most expensive? right? Then Rish Lakish says, oh, we go by the Nizik's, go by the cheaper one. Rish Lakish says, no, you buy the Masik's, the better one. That's the Machlokes. I said, and Kal v'chomer by Hekish. So what's the Kal v'chomer? The Kal v'chomer now is, based on Rishon Menashe's understanding, is that, because he holds this pasuk teaches we exclude Hekish not from the half and the whole, but it's that it's stricter, that you pay full amount. Tom is not half, but whole. Even here. That's how he learns the pasuk. You follow? There's two ways to see the pasuk. Chachamim say, no, we excluded Hekish, you pay zero. If you pay zero, then what's Rabbi Akiva talking about? That was when we asked the question in the beginning of the lesson. But now that we say Rabbi Akiva must hold like Rabbi Shimon, it says, what's, how's Hekish been excluded? That it's stricter. It pays whole by time. So now I have a beautiful Kal v'chomer. If by a regular person you pay from the best of your land, the Masik, even though we only pay half by tom, but by Hekish, which is stricter, that pays whole by tom, servant's going to pay the stricter amount of paying based on the Masik's highest value. I see a lot of questioning faces. Is it good? Not good?
No, it's pretty straightforward.
Okay, so now...
It makes sense.
Okay, good. So now there's one left piece of, unfinished business. Really, that is the pshat, and that's how we're going to conclude. And I'm going to show you right now. I'm going to show you that. And let's that is really even the resolution, although there's a little part we have to skip. Let's look at the resolution. Rabbi Akiva's Kal v'chomer in the Braisa is, if a person's tam only pays half damage when paying damages to the owner, yet pays full damage when paying damages to Hekdish, then certainly if a person pays damage to another person's from the edis, let me just add, from the edis of who?
The damager.
Yes, let me add that if it will let me. From the edis of the damager, he certainly pays from the edis when paying, from the edis of the damager.
Well, that's him. It's not, okay. It's implied.
Just to make it clear.
Okay.
When paying for damages to Hekdish.
No.
If a man pays from the Maytav when his ox scored a regular ox, then soon he pays from the Maytav when his ox scored a Hekdish ox. That is the resolution. Remember, what was the central issue? What aspect of Hekdish is Rabbi Akiva using for the Kal v'chomer stated in the Braisa before? So he's saying, at the end of the day, if a person's tam only pays half damage when paying damages to the owner, yet pays full damage when paying damages to Hekdish, then certainly if a person pays damages to another person from the edis of the damager, he certainly pays from the edis of the damager when paying for damages to Hekdish. And I just rephrased it. If a man pays from the Maytav, from his Maytav, when his ox scored a regular ox, and suddenly he pays from his Maytav when his ox scored a Hekdish ox. Right? So that really the conclusion, but there's still a little bit of cleanup. And there's little three steps in the middle and a question that we have to clean up. Now, what do we have now? Since we've now created a huge machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Let's go back. What is the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is? If the most expensive land of the damagee is equal to the least expensive damager, we say they're arguing on that. Right? And as well, they're also must be arguing on other things. But that's, so Gemara now wants to offer a question, and he says, maybe that's not the argument at all. Maybe we've totally misunderstood the argument. And that's going to be the next question of the Gemara, and that's going to be the next point over here. So where are we now? Let's find it inside. We are on Zayin Amid Aleph. The words are going to be Ihachi. So Ihachi is where there's Ihachi.
11 lines from the top.
Yeah, you're better than me. Ihachi, yes, 11 lines from the top. Okay, Ihachi. Okay, Zayin Amud Aleph. First time, taking a long time. Hello. Thank you. Okay, we need the next page. It's a yawning day today for everybody. I must have yawned 25 times. Okay, why when I'm tapping? Oh! Give me the yellow, man. Okay, help me out, guys. Why am I not?
Make it a bit bigger.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I lost it again. What's going on here? Ihachi. Unable to know. The request timed out. Okay. Ihachi. If so, what? That now this answer has forced us to say Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh. Because we're saying the Kal Vachomer is the way it is, we say Rabbi Akiva has to hold like Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh. Right? Before we came to this answer, we thought there was only one position. Pay nothing. Hekdesh never pays. When you gore Hekdesh, you never pay. That's what we thought originally. What was our original question? It can't be talking about when you gore Hekdesh, you never pay Hekdesh.
That's right.
That was the Chachamim. Now that we say there's a Rav Shimon in the world, and Rav Kiva holds like Rav Shimon, once we've gone to that point, then we can perhaps fall back and create a smaller argument rather than a bigger argument. Because it comes out now Rav Kiva is involved in two arguments, isn't he? Is Rabbi Akiva involved in one or two arguments, though?
Two, no. One with
Rabbi. Initially, we saw one argument. One argument was, do you pay from the best of the Mazik or the best from the Nizik? That's all. That was a machlokes. But now that he said a Kal Vachomer from Hekdesh, we see now Rabbi Akiva is involved in a second argument between the Chacham and Rabbi Shimon. And he also like Rabbi Shimon. We now see Rabbi Akiva is now involved in two arguments, right? We didn't have that before. In the beginning, we thought it was just one simple argument with Rabbi Shmuel. Do you pay from the best of the Masik, best of the Nizik? But now that we have said that no, Rabbi Akiva is involved in a second argument and he sides with Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh against the Chachamim, now that you say this, now we have an opening to say that maybe the original argument that he has Rabbi Shmuel is not what we think it is. Maybe, Ihachi, if so, that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, maybe let's say the following. Let's say, how do we know for sure now that the machlokes is what we thought it was? Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, their argument, how do you know that that argument is the be'idis the nizik, the ziburis the masakliti? How do they argue in the case we thought they were arguing in? That when the best of the nizik is equal to the cheapest of the masik, that's when they're arguing. And that's when you have a machlokes. Why do we have to say that? Because, and look at point number six. Right? Above, the Gemara Kalim, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva disputed this law in this case. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the Torah requires that the damager need only pay his own inferior land, and according to Rabbi Akiva must pay his inferior land. Why do you have to say that? Maybe we could say the following. Dilma, perhaps, the Kuliyama v'Nizak Shemini, maybe they both agree you value it by the Nizak. Maybe Rabbi Akiva would agree to Rabbi Shmuel in that case. You would pay by the Nizak. They're not arguing there at all. But you know what the new machlokas could be? Vahacha! And here, in the Brisa, you know what the real argument is? The argument is, be plucked at Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Rabbanan Kamifli. They're taking sides in the bigger machlokas of Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, the Rabbanan. Maybe they're not arguing at all by, you know, you pay by the Nizik or the Mazik. Maybe not at all. Maybe they're arguing this. Rabbi Yishmael holds like the Chacham says you pay nothing. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh. Maybe you try to always minimize arguments in the world. If you already create a second argument, maybe that's the only thing they argue in. Maybe they don't argue that at all. Now, that's going to be, and what's going to be, I'm going to say like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh. Rabbi Akiva will hold like Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh because he talks about the Kal Vachomer, to which Rabbi Shmuel never said. Rabbi Shmuel savor k'Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel holds like the rabbis who say the temple treasury cannot collect compensation in such a case. In other words, if you go back to the original Brisa, if you go back to the very original Brisa, the wording of the original Brisa is not so clear.
No.
The original Brisa, you know, it when if you go back to that, right, that was on 6B. 6B had the original Brisa. The wording was not so clear. It said like this. I'll go back to original Brisa. It said, it quoted the words, you pay from the best of the field. Now, so Gemara says, so it says, Rabbi Shmuel says, the best of the Nizik.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't say, and then Rabbi Akiva says, no, the best of the Masik. He never said those words. We implied it. Mm-hmm. He said, no, the Pasik only comes to tell us that you collect from the best. But then he says, Kal v'chomer lehekdish. What do you bring this Kal v'chomer lehekdish business in for? Meaning to say, really the whole point he's saying is the idea of Kal v'chomer by hekdish. That's the point he's bringing up. So Kal v'chomer by hekdish you pay from the best. And maybe only on that point does Rabbi Shmuel argue. Because Rabbi Akiva never categorically said, no, we don't evaluate by the mazik. He doesn't say that. He says, no, maybe the text is only coming to tell us that we collect damages from the edus. But it doesn't say which one. You see, if you go back to that brisa, where is that? It's on 6B. Go back to that brisa in 6B. Hello. Is it going to do it for me? Or did I jump it twice? 6B. Let's go back to 6B for a minute. Where's that? Here, Tana Rabbanan. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Okay? Look at the words carefully. Meitav Sadeo Meitav Karmi Shalom. The Torah says you pay from the best. What does Rabbi Shmuel say? Meitav sadeo shel nizek, you pay from the best of the damagee. You make the commercial, you pay from the damagee. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, right? That's clear, right? Now look at the next line. If Rabbi Akiva wanted to say that you pay from the best of the mazik, he should say next, you pay from the best of the mazik. That's not what he says. Rabbi Akiva omer, lo, bo hakos of ella, the prophets only tell us, legavas on the zakim and edis. You pay from damages from the best.
Yeah.
Well, where do you say the words you pay from the mazik? He doesn't. Now, we thought that's what he meant. We thought if he's arguing that he's saying different, but look at the words exactly. Lo baha kosav legavos. The text is only coming to authorize to collect from damages. Interpretation of our art scroll in the small print says the damage zone, but that's not what the Gemara says. The bold is what the Gemara says. To the left is from superior land. Now we thought that meant superior land of the Mazik, because you said Nizik, he must be Mazik. We made an assumption there. That's a reasonable assumption, because what else is he arguing about? But now that we add the next clause, maybe that's really what they're arguing on, is the Kal v'chomer of Hekdesh. Maybe the whole argument is just this law here. You understand? Because now that we've explained what Kal v'chomer of Hekdesh means, and clearly you could say, then it's not such a big argument. We like to make arguments as little as possible. We like to make big machlokas in here. To say the machlokas, you go from the nizik to the mazik, that's a huge machlokas. That's a huge machlokas. Better to say, you know what? Let's discuss, you know, how much does hekdesh pay or not? Do they pay when you gore hekdesh or not? That's already an existing machlokas on the books already. We already have an existing machlokas on the books. Why don't we create a new machlokas, Rav Akiva Yishmael, by Nizik and Mazik? Let's just say they're taking sides in a well-established argument. Because you look at the words careful in the Brisa, Rav Akiva never ever said, look again, he never ever said, you pay from the Maziks. It says, lo bo hakos of el legabos l'nezikim in aedis. It just says you collect Nezikim from the best. Well, where's an argument there? He said, yeah, that's what the text says, you're right, and I agree to you, and we'll collect from the Nizik, but here's the point, but from the Hegdish, you got to pay from the best. And that I'll argue with you, you have to pay from the best by Hegdish. Because why is he bringing in this whole thing of Hegdish anyway, which was absurd? So maybe that's the only thing they're arguing about. So forget about the argument about Nisik and Masik. Maybe they all are being collected from the Nisik. When, remember, even Rabbi Shmuel says you only collect from the Nisik when it's equal, his worst and his best. Well, otherwise you always collect from the Masik. Even he agrees to that. But maybe they're not arguing in that case. And maybe they're just arguing on the new thing, the Kal v'chomer part. You hear the question?
Mm-hmm.
That's the Gemara's question. And that's what we now have in our notes. Thank you. Come on. Close. Thank you. Here, point 11. If so, now that we're saying this, the machlokas of Shimon v'Nasi and the Chachamim, Rabbi Akiva is taking one side. What is the source that Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva argue when the damager's zipuris is like the victim's edus? Why do you want to say that's the argument? Perhaps they agree that one pays like the edus of the victim. They argue only about Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh's law. Maybe they're only arguing in that. All right? All right, I see we've got, everyone's a little bit confused. It's a good place to stop. We'll get to the answers tomorrow. Get a chance for you to review a little bit. And we'll get to the answers tomorrow. All right? What's going to happen is Gomer's going to refute it with three answers.
Even that's not good. Okay.
And then we go back to our original way of learning the machlokas. So we'll leave that for tomorrow. Don't want to do too much at one time. As I remember my Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Pesach Stein, when he gave the hardest shiurim, man. He gave such intricate shiurim. After an hour, he watched our eyes glaze and he says, we could stop here. We don't want to bother the guys too much. We'll stop over here. So he knew when to stop. He knew when he had us on the ropes. So he says, maybe we'll stop here. So that's
on the ropes.
Good place to stop here as well.
Yeah.